Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. What's up, everybody? Grant Weiss here. Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast. Today, I am joined by two incredible women. We've got Lori Derrickson and Kayleen Zebedick from eXp Realty out in Colorado Springs on to talk about some of the stuff that they're doing to have so much success in the market. And I'm excited to have a conversation with them today. So Lori and Kayleen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
You were saying you got like 6 inches of snow overnight last night. Is that right?
Yes, we did. Another Colorado snowstorm came through. So of course our kids are home today. So yeah. Shuts down schools, but yeah, Colorado weather at its finest.
Right. It'll be gone in 3 days. So
there you go. So if we hear any loud noises, it's the kids. It's not anything other
it's
than that.
COVID / snowstorm noise for okay. My children. Yes.
I think everybody in today's society gets it. So yeah. That's totally fine. So give us the story. You know, how did you both get to where you are today?
So we actually worked together in education for a couple years, and we also just kind of always talked about going into real estate just in our other job in education, and we both took classes and we just got a well and worked together really well. And so we jumped right in. We first started with a small brokerage, which was great, but we just didn't feel like we could brand ourselves the way we wanted to. Then we went to another larger broker. And during that time, we actually found you. We found Whitley, and that really has shaped our business a lot. So we have a lot to thank you for as far as that goes. It really brought us into video marketing and how we've run with it since then. And then just recently in the last month and a half, we joined eXp because we really love the vision it brought us to as far as growing our business and marketing with people all over the country, if not only the world. So it really has been a blessing to us in our trajectory of our real estate career.
I love it. So you emphasized video marketing. Let's talk about that for a second. So what impact has video had on your real estate production?
So I'll chime in here. So Lori is definitely always thinking of what's new, what's upcoming. So when she, you know, from the very beginning, let's run ads. I'm more of a private person. I was like, why? I don't understand. She talked me into it. I'm always like, okay, let's try it. It really is what, you know, I come from a background of real estate agents, developers. And so I always thought it was word of mouth. Today, it is definitely all online where your business starts, especially in real estate. And so I, you know, as soon as we started running ads, I was bought in. I said, you know, this is lead generation. This is where we need to be. Lori's always going forward. We, of course, went to your Summit Marketing Conference. When was that? September?
It was in October. Yep.
First of all, Bentonville is awesome. I wasn't expecting that.
Yes.
It really was fun to go visit. It is. We had so much fun. But I do think when we went to the conference, it taught us how to be in front of camera and what the gist of it is, what the value to our audience is and why it's important. You know, of course there was all the technical, you know, right. This is what you do, what not to do, you know, all of these specifics, but you really do have to learn to be comfortable and talking to your audience through a computer or a phone, and expressing and branding yourself through that. That's your audience. So
what are some little things that you did that you maybe learned along the way to get more comfortable? Because I think we all hear, yeah, you got to do it. But some people are like, I don't care that I have to do it. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to do it.
Honestly, you just said it. Like, I think we would get so hung up. Like, people can get so hung up over the little details of our, you know, is my audio correct? And audio is important, absolutely. But is the lighting correct? Do I look like I have 14 chins? Or, you know, is my hair correct? And we just decided, like, I'm like, just don't show it to me. Like, just post it. Like, we have to get it out there. And you have to start somewhere. Like, when we look back at our first videos, they're terrible.
We had ukuleles in a paint store.
We have done it.
That was the finest moment.
And I'm sure in like to 3 years, we'll look back at our videos now and say, what were we doing? And so it's just a progression. Like, you can't expect to start, you know, everyone has their, I guess, their goal or their channel or their idea of what they want to look like. And you're just not going to start there. And so if you, I would say, if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to get to where you want to go. You're always going to start with zero subscribers. You're going to start with zero views, zero everything, right? But you're never going to get to where you want to be unless you just post it. I'm like, just post it.
Well, and you have to have that vision and know that it's progressive and it's probably going to change along the way. I think we've gone through 5, 6 names, what our look is, what filters we use. And it is weird. Like, finally you get to a point and it just sticks and it's easy and you like it and you go with it. Two things that I took away from the video marketing conference that has really stuck with me is when you're on camera, you are giving your audience something of value. It's not about you. It's about that value that you're adding for them. And, you know, is it enough to hook your audience in or something that they liked that they're going to ask more about? That was super important. And the other thing that we learned, which we all knew, but I guess just making a commitment from that time forward, was the commitment and being consistent.
Consistently, yeah.
Consistency is key to,
1,000%.
Yeah. Getting that audience and getting that expectation out there of when you're posting and what types of information your audience is going to hear. So
I love it. I think perfection is the enemy of progress. And so if you're just constantly worried about what it's going to look like, you're never going to make any progress, which ultimately will get you to whatever your version of perfection is so much faster. So I definitely, I couldn't agree more. Why do you think that this has been so transformative though? Like, what do you think that video has done for you in the Colorado Springs market? How has it helped you sell so many houses? What, give me a little bit of insight there. You know, if I'm an agent listening to this, I think I understand, like, okay, here's a couple things I can do to start creating a video, but what's it going to do for me? How's it going to help me sell more property?
Right. So I think we started, like I said, with Whitley, and we just started doing, you know, like some of your drip campaigns that you have. And we really started with that. And that has really, you know, it helped us as new agents get clients. Like, when you start as a new agent, you have, you know, your little sphere of like family and friends. But when that dries up, then what? Like, what is your next step? And so Whitley really helped us progress through that. And what we loved about Whitley is it was video. And so what helped us in our Colorado Springs market is that people would come to us and say, I know you. Like, I don't know you, but thank you. Like, you know what I mean? And it was like, people feel like if you can post pictures of houses, it'll probably get you some leads, right? I see tons of ads coming through for come get this house because it's such a seller's market. People comment underneath it. But they don't know who that person is. You're not branding. They see your name, but you're not branding yourself. And so video has allowed us to brand us. Like, it is really who we are. And people know us. They don't know the house that we're selling. They don't really care about that. The end game is they know us. And so with Whitley, you know, your first, we had that homes list ad that was fabulous. What I also love about Whitley is that you can, you have other means of doing it. So now with the market shifted, we call it pivoting in our course, is you also have ads to drip to your CRM, which is so amazing. And then you also have
remarketing and stuff like that.
The remarketing right on Facebook, which is fabulous. And then, you know, we have used the seller, the list, the fish in the bowl or barrel. I can't remember what
fish,
you call it.
Fish in the barrel campaign.
So we, you know, we've had to pivot a little bit and not use the homes list quite as much because
situational campaigns.
It's just situation. But what we loved about Whitley is that you can take it depending upon the market and pivot with the market and use the other ads. And so in our market, video marketing, or in our Colorado Springs market, has changed, and we can reach people that we never ever would dream that we've reached. And when they come to us, they know us. They already feel like they, we don't have to go and sell ourselves. We don't have to go and door knock. We don't have to cold call. Like, they know who we are, and they already want to use us as a realtor. Like, they feel like they have a personal connection with us, which is fabulous.
That's awesome. How do you know what content to create or what types of videos to make?
Well, we've been through progression with that.
That's always the topic. What does this look like? I have to say it's nice to have two of us to bounce ideas off of. Oh, and your staff can really help hone you in on how to achieve that. because it is hard to do a quick something that grabs people's attention, but you still want to give them something valuable. And so I know we've talked to Dylan a million times, like, you know, how do we,
Dylan
love that. Yes. How do we make this happen? What could we say? And, you know, it, just talking it through, but knowing what your goal is at the very end and making it work in, you know, 10 seconds. 30 seconds, something quickly to get them to interact with you.
What like content wise, like what type of video right now do you see is working really good in your market? So you have your clients that you're marketing to there in the Springs. What type of stuff are they really responding to right now? Is it more about the community or is it more about the market, or what do you see is working best for you?
Well, we've really started this year really owning in on a, we call it our trifecta. So when we get together, we're like, what piece of our trifecta, of our triangle, are we owning in on? So we've really used your program as one part piece of that. But we've also go on to, we get them in three ways. So first of all, we have our YouTube channel called Colorado Springs, What's Going On. And so that has, YouTube is an amazing, amazing free tool out there that no one really uses. So we go out there and people are not looking on YouTube for appraisal gaps or information on inspection or your home tour. Like, no one cares about that really. So we've really owned in on going in and saying, okay, if you're moving to our area, what are you typing in that search area or engine? Use TubeBuddy to help with that. And so they're typing in there, you know, Colorado Springs, cost of living, Colorado Springs, living
what's in the weather like,
or Colorado Springs, living in Colorado Springs. And so we really owned in on owning that key term, Colorado Springs. So if anyone is moving to our area, so that's how we hit people moving to our area, right? So, you know, everyone knows Zillow has become our own brokerage and we have to compete with Zillow and it's going to really rock and change our industry. And so my thought process was, as a real estate agent, is how are we going to compete with a $1 billion company? You can go on their website, click it, and the agent shows up. So I got to get to them, and we have to get them before.
It's her goal.
It's my goal. Before they even go to Zillow. Yeah. And so what are they doing? Yeah. If you find out you're moving to Austin, Texas, you're going to type in the search engine, Austin, Texas, what's it like to live there? Or whatever, you know, those key terms are. And then you might look for a house. And so if I can get them before they even click on Zillow and they get to know us as agents and experts in our area, you know, that's the content we're pushing out on YouTube.
So that's one part of the trifecta.
One part. The second part of the trifecta is we have our community page called Colorado Springs, What's Going On. And that's for local people here in our community. They sign up. We have like almost 5,000 members now. We hit them up with a message that says, hey, here we are. Welcome to Colorado Springs. What's going on? We're your real estate experts. We partner with a business once a week. We do a 5-minute video. They give us a gift card. People interact. We become their experts, people here in our community. And then with Whitley, we love Whitley because we use your drip campaigns and your drip system to target our CRM, our sphere of influence. And they see us, you know your numbers, your cost for that is like 2 cents per every impression. So
yeah, you're talking about, when you say drip campaigns, you're talking about that remarketing stuff that's
correct. Yeah. So that video remarketing you taught us has just been valuable as far as retargeting our current CRM. And so they don't forget about us. They can be sitting on the couch at 9 p.m. at night. And we're not trying to sell them anything. We're just trying to stay on top of their mind. Just being there.
Just following them everywhere there they go. As creepy as you possibly can.
And it's funny, even my brother-in-law, he's like, why do you pop up when I'm playing a game on my phone? Like, you really do. You're just always at the top of their mind.
Well, and I think that what you said is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I think what is so crucial about this, I'm glad you brought up Zillow, is what we all have to remember is that attention is the currency of sales. And Zillow has to do the same thing that each agent has to do, and that is get attention. And if you can't get attention in the marketplace and keep it, you're not going to win the business. That doesn't matter if you're Zillow, a $1 billion company, or you're an agent that does not have anywhere near a $1 billion budget. If you can get attention and keep it, which is what I love about what you're saying, is you got leads coming in all the time and you've got this remarketing stuff that's working. You're getting attention and you're keeping it. And that's, I think, why you'll continue to win, because it's not the information. That's what Zillow provides. It's a consistent flow of information. I think that's fantastic. But information only creates opportunity, right? You get a lead, something like that. But it's the relationship that's what's going to help you win the business. And the relationship or the brand rather, is really the relationship you have with the market. And so if you can be out there in front of people nonstop, adding value, showing up every time they go to some website to play a game, like you're never going to lose the business because you're always there. And that's really what, you know, that's really what it's all about.
Right. Yeah.
So, what would you say, you've been in the business and you're newer agents-ish right now, you're getting into that 2 or 3 year territory. Go back to your brand newly licensed selves. What would you say to them, to those ladies, like as they were just getting started, do this right now, like get started with this and this will go so much faster.
Do you want me to take this one?
You go for it.
I mean, I guess it kind of leads into our whole thing. You can tell we're passionate about it. And it's always, I used to own a business before I even got into real estate. And so I've always done marketing and social media, but you have to have a social media presence and brand yourself. Like I think so many times we get worked up in what brokerage you're joining or who's going to, you have to have a good mentor, right? You have to have someone who's going to, you really jive with, and you really want to, you see like your direction of your business going the same as theirs. There's people in this industry who rock at door knocking and cold calling and holding those massive open houses. And that's great, but that is definitely not us. So you need to align yourself with someone who you can see as you're like, you know what, that's the direction I want to go. I can see myself going that way. And you have to establish your brand, like you have to establish who you are as an agent and align yourself with the brand that you truly trust and believe in that direction.
And for me, I would recommend, I have a hard time focusing. And so I spider web.
Reel her back in, Grant.
You get caught up in all the details, but write down those steps to get your vision accomplished and literally check them off. Find that person who you want to mimic or be aligned with. And then after you do that, make your first video. Don't critique it. Get hooked up with the right video editing company that's affordable. You know, there's so many little parts. It can become overwhelming. I would also say pick the one platform you really jive with, what you feel like. I'm not a TikTok person. I'm not going to go sing a song and dance around.
I told you to wear a cat outfit all the time.
She tried to make me do it and could not do it. But I do feel like different platforms have, you know, who's your audience on that platform. Yeah. And, you know, you just hone in on that and really be intentional of what the type of audience you have and what information you're giving them.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I always say, like, if people say with, you know, our industry's changing so much. Yeah. So is every industry since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
Every industry has changed. And so if you are concerned about it, like you should be. But you're going to have to change with it and pivot with it, I guess, is our term. So we've had agents reach out, like, you know, because we've started that YouTube and just hitting them on all three angles. So we hit them from moving into town, we hit them from in town, and then we hit them from a referral sphere, all three of those. And so we just started a YouTube channel called Gist Finest Agent. So it's J-Y-S-T. We call it
G.
Oh, G.
She does that.
I do that all every time. But it's called Get Your Shit Together. Can we say that on here, Fran?
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I hope it's okay. If you're just listening to this, I said it was okay, so I'm sorry.
Leave it out.
Just leave it out. But yeah. G-Y-S-T Finest Agents, and we help coach agents on our trifecta approach and pivoting with the market because it is ever changing. But with our YouTube, we are getting leads that are, you know, qualified up to $500,000. Like they're high quality leads. If you do your YouTube and tag it and you hit them up and keep them in your referral database, you know, with Whitley, it's a great strategy.
Well, sometimes they'll see us on YouTube, but haven't reached out per se at that point. And then somehow they find us on Facebook. Lori hits them up with a message. Hey, thanks for joining our group. Ironically, they saw us on YouTube. And then after that, they're in our database. We collect their information and they start seeing us all over. So yes. We're their girls here in Colorado Springs.
I love it. Do you find that you're getting more of a response and engagement if you'll be intentional about interacting with them on social media versus like email, call, text? Do you feel there's definite like distinctions in that?
Yes. If you can hit them up and they get to know you through your video marketing, then they know, feel like they know you. If you call and text them, how many texts do you get from those 6-digit numbers now where, I mean, someone calls me now, it says spam call, hang up. And so that's what we were fighting with just the cold calling, and it was just awful.
Well, so, and I actually kind of liked the cold calling. I kind of thought it was fun, but it was so much work, and you still had to prove yourself, like who you are, what you're doing. You're actually an agent. You're actually here. You aren't trying to sell them something they don't want.
Well, typically they had a lower credit score.
Yeah.
And their price point was lower. And so in this market, trying to get someone into a house as a first-time home buyer in that lower price range is
almost impossible. Yeah.
Gotta have the right buyer. I love it. I'm excited to see where y'all are headed. I really appreciate you both for jumping on here and just giving some value based on your experience and what you all have been doing that's working and what's working now. So I'm really excited for everybody to hear this episode. What's the number one way that somebody listening to this could connect with you if they wanted to learn more about what you all are doing and follow you?
Yeah, I would send them over to our YouTube channel, GYGYST, Finest Agents, and we have all of our YouTube videos on there for agents.
I guess that's backward.
Yeah, well,
kind of.
There you go.
It was right the first time.
Oh, was it? And so they could just, all of our contact information is there. So our YouTube channel, just Finest Agents.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Make sure if you're listening to this, go follow Lori and Kayleen. They have, we've been just pumped to be able to be a part of what you all have been doing. Just play a tiny role in your success. We're so happy for you both and excited to see where you continue to take this. Guys, thanks for listening to the Client Generation Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks and have an amazing day.